What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Now, coming up tonight is Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, who ponders sleeping with the husband of a fellow member of the Homeowners Association Homeowners Board, because if she can seduce that woman's husband, she can discredit that woman, and her influence on the Homeowners Association Board will be lessened as a result. Yes, that's the kind of scumbag Bobby Dooley is. We'll hear more from her later on tonight. Also, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. How important is it for you to keep your kids off of drugs? I know it's important for all of us. Is it worth it for you to have your 16-year-old daughter strip searched and given a full body cavity search by Jay and his friends in order to keep her off of drugs? Tonight we'll be talking with Jay Santos about that. And I know we have a Lloyd Bonafide flashback coming up, right, Mark? So Lloyd Bonafide will be featured in our flashback segment, which is in just a few minutes this evening here on the Phil Hendry Show. But Mr. Bonafide's joining us from Alhambra tonight. How are you tonight, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm doing very well.
Mr. Bonafide, and how are you this evening? And I just to introduce you to our audience, you are a veteran of our armed forces, which I give you honor for.
I appreciate that very much, young man. Yes, I was in the United States Navy for 3.5 years during the Korean conflict, and I can tell you there's a day that goes by I don't think about it.
I understand. I wanted to, first of all, thank you for your participation in our program. You sent me the information, sir, about the New York City Health Department.
Yeah, yes. This is, Phil, in my opinion, an example of government run amok. You know, we talk an awful lot about the misuse of funds, but the city of New York is distributing condoms, and these are, and I'm reading directly from the article now in the, this is AOL News from the USA Today, and let me quote, February 16th, New York City is getting an official condom. I'll do it in a minute, darling, all right? The city health department, sorry, my wife said that it's dinner time.
Well, I don't want to keep you.
No, I want to, let me read to you. The city health department, which distributes more than 1 million free condoms a month to combat, what are you touching? Oh, okay. She's, my wife, I don't know if I could tell you, my wife just, she said my fly was open. I saw her fall around. Thank you, dear.
All right, well, just so we can move along with this.
Yes, sir. It says the city health department, which distributes more than 1 million free condoms a month to combat the spread of sexually transmitted diseases, plans to design its own condom packaging. The New York brand Prophylactic has yet to be named, and the package hasn't been designed, and so forth. So what they're proposing, Phil, creating condoms, which is, you know, prophylactic against sexually transmitted diseases.
Right.
In the shape of the New York City, you know, skyline and buildings.
And, the condoms themselves?
Yes, sir. And I wrote a letter, and I've got the letter here, and I won't bore you with it. But I, very, well, I can tell you, I'll quote it. Dear sir, addressing the mayor of the city of New York, I said, for you to infer that my penis is shaped like the Empire State Building, or, you see what I'm saying, Phil? In other words...
I don't think they're inferring that. What do you mean?
Because the condom is shaped, is that right? The condom is, my wife read me the article.
The condoms are shaped like New York buildings?
Yes, sir, and I wrote it, I said, for you to infer that I've got some block-shaped penis... And I served my country. Now, excuse my language, Mr. Hendry.
Well, it's a little, I mean, first of all, I doubt very seriously if that's what the, you know...
Well, why, you doubt very seriously, huh? Let me ask you a question then. Why would they do that?
Well, didn't it say the packaging had pictures of the building?
My understanding is I got this information from the, and I'm reading it here, USA Today, AOL News... HTTP://
We don't need all of that. I know. It's off the internet, right?
Oh, I say?
Is it off the internet?
Is it off the... Yes. It's off... My wife said it's on the internet. So what they're saying is that it's a, I think it's a joke, and I don't think it's funny. When you've got people dying, and I don't know if you've ever seen a man die in the throes of gonorrhea disease that has crept into his brain. But, mister, I watched a lot of members of the United States military die that way.
I'm sorry, sir.
And it's not a pretty thing. And one of the people who we all know, of course, was General MacArthur, who gonorrhea infiltrated his...
Wait. Hold on for a minute.
What? No, no.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, General MacArthur? General Douglas, but...
Did you hear the speech he gave at the Old Soldiers Fade Away? He was battier than hell. He was battier than seven shades of your favorite dung. And he's talking about... And now the city of New York proposes to give me a condom that is shaped like the Eiffel Tower. In other words, they think I got a needle-sized one. And the individual responds, and I'll tell you right now...
They don't think you got a needle-sized one, man. These are pictures on the side of the packaging. This isn't what the condom is itself is shaped like.
Oh, why do you say that?
Well, what sense does that make? Here's a condom, yeah? It's shaped like the World Trade Center.
Well, you think pretty highly of yourself, don't you?
What do you mean?
Oh, what are you all like? Hey, look what I got. It's all like the... It's as big as the World Trade Center.
Wait, first of all, the World Trade Center doesn't exist anymore.
Well, when it did.
And secondly, nobody is saying you got one the size of the World Trade Center, and no one's saying that they're shaped like the buildings of New York. It is a package that is designed by the city of New York as a New York label or New York brand condom that will feature the city skyline, the famous New York skyline, but the condom itself is a normal shape.
So you got all the answers, don't you? You got all...
No, I don't have all the answers.
No, you've got all the answers, don't you? You people, they give you, these talk radio hosts. You and that other, that Rusty Humphrey that I listen to, know-it-all son of a...
Well, I don't know about this gentleman, sir, and I don't think that I have all...
No, you got all the answers. Good for you. Now, hold on for a minute. Could you hold up?
No, sir. I do not believe...
No, wait, would you just hold on for a minute?
Okay.
Listen... There you go. There's your little round of applause. And
what kind of jackass is going to call a radio show and say, oh, I'm writing a letter of protest to New York City because I don't have a penis shaped like the Eiffel Tower? First of all, the Eiffel Tower, what city is it in?
I beg pardon?
What city is the Eiffel Tower in?
Boy, mister, you don't know your city. That is a prime, isn't that a landmark in New York? Is it?
It's Paris.
The hell it is.
It's Paris. Get rid of him, will you, bud?
You're an idiot.
Who's that? That's the guy that drooled when he answered the phone.
What? 1-800. You know what? I hate all of that stuff. Put a call like that through to me, man.
Why?
I don't like any of that. Hey, look at this, man. We got a T-shirt. I survived the earthquake, but I got this T-shirt. All that stuff I would put in a pile and burn. People think it's going to be valuable someday. Everybody saves those things. Hey, look at this. Yeah? My pet rock. Yeah, guess what, man? I got 9 of them. And you know what? You bought that pet rock for $20? Yeah, it's worth about $30 today. A friend of mine got into coin collecting. And this is years ago. He says, hey, yeah, I'm into collecting coins. It's really kind of cool. I go, oh, yeah, okay. He goes, you want to come with me down to this coin place? I go, sure. So I go down there, some place on Colorado Boulevard in Pasadena. And I go into this place, and the dude, all these guys are in there. They're selling coins. It's a whole subculture, this coin thing. Guy says, here is a silver Mercury head dime, and I bought it for $5 in 1981. What do you think it's worth now?
What?
When I bought the dime.
What's it worth?
Yeah.
A dime.
No, what is it? What do you mean a dime?
Well, I can't buy anything with it.
Well, you're not going to go and take a Mercury head silver dime and go in, yeah, give me a dime's worth of taffy. It's supposedly worth something because it's silver. And in the 60s, we went to, I don't know, some kind of a hybrid deal. You know what I'm saying? No, you're an idiot. Why would I ask you?
Well, then don't ask.
Anyway, I wonder what that thing's worth now. I got it. It's still in a drawer. And it says $5 on it. All right. Coming up, our flashback with Lloyd Bonafide at a world-famous Phil Hendry show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Speaking of coin collecting, I don't know if you've been noticing your money. When you get change, have you taken a look at it? What's going on with the coins all of a sudden? I mean, I got a nickel today that looks Canadian. I swear to God, someone's patterning our money after Canadian money. Light, weird looking faces on it. Stuff about the Queen, I don't know. And this nickel, it's got like Lincoln's, or who's the guy in the nickel? What's the guy, who's the name of the first president? I forget. Oh yeah, Washington. Anyway, there is the, you know, they've got like 3/4 of the coin is taken out. It's some kind of nouveau deco. Just keep the freaking coin the way it is, man. Anyway, my daughter, she's collecting those new quarters. That's pretty good, because I hear you win money if you get them all in. And, you know, don't you have to put them in that thing? So, I mean, I hate to sound old-fashioned about it. I think, yeah, it's cool, I guess. I mean, if you want to redesign something, how about redesigning the money? Only don't make it look like that European stuff with orange and green and blue. I don't like that, man. I don't want that. Not me. Not here. Not now. Greenback is good enough for me, baby. I'd like to see a few new pictures on there. You know, get Jefferson off of that $2. Get Jefferson out of there. He sucks. I want Washington's cool. Lincoln's good. Who's on the 10? Jackson? Get him out of there. Put a good guy on the 10. Put a, I don't know, put Woodrow Wilson or somebody like that in there. He's kind of a decent guy. Then the 20 has got who? Oh, that's Andrew Jackson. The 10 is Hamilton. Now, Hamilton's solid. He's my man. The 20, get Jackson out of there. He was a drunk. Speaking of drunks, I like Ulysses S. Grant. He was a good drunk. And then, by the way, we're going to come up with our, did you just hear what I did? I got nine million thoughts here, and this is what it comes out. It's the Phil Hendry Show, and now here's Phil. In a moment, we will have Lloyd Bonafide, but that Robert Wool show on HBO, have you seen that? Wow, some real cutting-edge stuff there, Robert, pointing out that Grant was a drunk. Yay. What is this, Fireside Theater? These guys, man, ever since Bill Maher got on there, and, you know, at one time, Bill Maher was a very funny guy, then something happened. I think it might have been that pie that he wedged up his, I think that might have been that pole that got shoved. In any event, the same night that they called 911 to pull a pole out of Sean Penn's ass, they had to do the same thing for Bill Maher, and so they've never been the same. Now, this guy, Robert Wool, now he's doing a show, and it's observational shtick, right? A real original take on things. How original is this? The government is full of crap. Well, that's heavy, man. How about a stand-up comic that says, Bush is solid. I dig him. I think war is cool. And the more dead, the better. In fact, I'm coming out with a bumper sticker. War is the answer. How about that? War is the answer. Come on, let's get those bumper stickers going, baby. War is not only answer, sometimes it's fun. Oh, yeah, Hendry, have you ever been in a war? Yeah, I've been married for 9 freaking years. All right, it's time now for our Lloyd Bonafide flashback. Hey, Phil, please. In August of last year, Lloyd took his grandson to the movies and went Bakersfield chimp when some kid was making too much noise. Please play this bit again. It was amazing. Signed, loyal listener since 98, Tim in Rancho Cucamonga. He is also known on the sweetfeatheryjesus.com website as Bowl Haircut. Here it is, Lloyd.
I have a comment about the gentleman that was just on.
Hold on for a minute. That gentleman's phone is a little loud. Go ahead.
Okay.
No, go ahead, Susie.
Okay. I have to say I feel sorry for his grandson because...
What's that you say?
I said I feel sorry for his grandson. He sounds like an old disgruntled person, just like most of Southwest Florida is. It's unfortunate that he came up with whatever opinion he had of this child that was rummaging through his little box of candies. He had no business being at the theater. He made his whole evening miserable for his grandson. And this is what Southwest Florida is made up of. You people should move back to your home state.
Can I ask you a question? There are a great many Jewish people in Southwest Florida. Now, this Cindy Sheehan, whose son died in Iraq, are you familiar?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know she hates Jews?
Wait a minute.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Cindy Sheehan is a Jew hater, and I can tell by looking at her, I can tell by the way she looks through her face, she's crazier than a crap house rat.
You know what? It sounds like you don't know really what you're talking
exactly,
about.
Exactly,
if I were you, I would hang up and go to bed.
You
sound like you shouldn't even have been driving your grandson anywhere.
Ma'am, I'm simply saying I want to take my grandson to a film without hearing some soccer mom indulging a boy who could very well, within 2 or 3 years, show the traits, the very recognizable traits of mongoloidism. Why is she doing that?
Well, she's talking to her boy about the movie, man. I mean, little kids... I'm sorry, Susie, to preempt you, but little kids are going to see this movie, okay?
Yes. You are supposed to keep your hole under your nose shut in a movie theater. Am I correct, or am I insane?
Isn't that what it is? You're not realistic. You're talking about little children. I don't know one little child that hasn't made noise and eaten out of a box of candy from a theater ever in my whole life. And when you were a little boy, you probably did the same thing. So you're not realistic.
Ma'am, I'll ask you the same question. Are you for real?
Absolutely. I'm so for real.
I'm as real as real can get.
I'm so for real. But you need to stop driving a car if you took your grandson to the movies in a car, and you need to retire and go to bed.
Dear, I fought for your right to sit on the phone and run the hole under your nose. And all I'm asking for is...
That's not respectful.
Well, all I'm asking for is a little peace and quiet in a movie theater to watch some god-awful penguin...
I have the answer for you, sir. The best way to do that is wait till it comes out on video or TV and watch it in your own home.
Well, I would love to do that, but I've got a 5-year-old grandson and a grandmother, my wife, that enables him. She's codependent with him and lets this brat... run us around. Well, you know, Seth,
you've got a lot of bad karma going, man, with your grandson. The little boy wants to go see the Penguin movie.
You know what, Henry? Let's thank God that your wife does have a codependency with the grandson, because she surely to God wouldn't want to be that way with you. It's a blessing that she is close to her grandson.
You want to know, I just recognized something. You're the woman that was sitting behind me in the theater. I recognize the voice now.
No, it wasn't me.
You weren't in the Montclair Six last week.
I don't even know where that is. I live in Naples, Florida.
I can tell by the way Cindy Sheehan looks through her face. She's nuttier than. Well, you can say.
Why are you going to Cindy Sheehan, man? We're talking about March of the Freaking Penguins.
Listen to the language you're using,
sir.
Oh my goodness.
All right, Susie, thank you.
Well, she brought up Southwest.
Thank you very much.
No. She brought up Southwest Florida, where there's a high concentration of Jewish people listening to your broadcast right now. What's wrong with that?
He's way out of line.
So you don't think there's Jews living around you?
Who cares if they are? They're wonderful people.
Well, Cindy Sheehan hates them.
Well, I don't care. I don't even know who she is, and I don't care.
That's a good thing you don't, because if you did. I'll tell you what you would do. You'd get out the electric knife.
All right.
I fought for this country, and I know what an electric knife can do to a bull haircut.
A bull haircut? Dude, I didn't know it locked out with that. I was on this chat room last day. It was a lot of fun with the people who are members over at SweetFeatheryJesus.com. And we had a lot of folks on, and we were doing a chat. So anyway, this guy asks me, I noticed that you laugh at flashbacks. I said, well, yeah, because I don't remember. I, honest to God, I can't tell you what we did on the show last night. Well, I remember what we did on the show last night because I was writing to people about it last night in the chat room. But like any given night, tonight, you ask me, what'd you do on the show last night? I wouldn't be able to tell you. I can't remember. I know we did Justin McElroy last night. The other one, I don't remember. Okay. Well, the reason why I bring that up is, we did Vernon Dozier. Okay. So Mark reminded me.
Yeah, he had to remind you.
No kidding, man. I'm admitting it.
Yeah, see?
See what? I'm admitting it. I don't remember. God, man. Yeah, score one for Bud. Woo. Big one.
Yeah, well, you're always saying I'm dumb.
Why don't you shut up and let me finish?
You're always saying I'm dumb.
Why don't you shut up and let me finish?
You do.
Okay. God.
Well, you do.
Shut up, man. Let me finish what I'm saying here. So anyway, now I forget what I was saying. God, what a bastard.
I'm telling.
Yeah, here he goes. He's calling Hall. Great.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I don't know if you've been to myspace.com, but our characters are all over that thing. I mean, there's a Bobby Dooley page. And it's really well done, too. So if you go to MySpace and you look up Bobby Dooley, I mean, she's hot, blonde, tight, Yeah. And there's a film, and it shows her in a bikini as her and Steve toast the sunset over Western Estates. It's solid, man. You got to check that out. And Bobby's going to be on the show tonight talking about the challenges of being a homeowners association president and some of the things you have to do to, you know, see to the job. And we will also have Jay Santos on to talk about drug use among young people. Mr. Santos is with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, which is an adjunct or auxiliary volunteer arm assisting police officers. So anyway, the guys last night at Sweet Feathery Jesus, we did a live chat, and they asked, why do you laugh at the end of some of those flashbacks? Like, haven't you heard them a million times? Well, no, I haven't, but more to the point is I don't remember them. Honest to God, I don't remember them. And when Lloyd locked out with that, you don't know what an electric knife will do to a bull haircut. That's the first time I remember ever saying that. And by the way, that was requested by a guy who calls himself Bull Haircut. Oh, now it all fits together.
Now the pieces falling into place?
Yeah, the pieces are falling into place, man.
Well, that's great. That's wonderful.
Yeah. I bet you figured it out before you did.
What?
That the guy's name is Bull Haircut, and he requested a bit called Bull Haircut.
No, I totally figured it out.
Yeah, easy for you to say now. Bull crap. I just pointed it out. I bet you just figured it out.
Yeah, okay, that's right. That's what I did. I just sit here and wait for you to explain everything.
Why don't you shut up, man? Speaking of a hole under your nose, keep it quiet, man, before I put a rag soaked in gasoline in there. All right, now, here is an interesting anecdote. I was talking to somebody the other day. One of the people asked, by the way, online, they said, what would you be doing if you weren't on the radio? I said, I'd probably be doing history. I dig history. You know, I'd be, like, researching it or, I don't know, teaching it or something. I like it. I see the story of this kid. Now, this could never happen today. But anyway, at the end of World War II, they cabled the news that the Japanese had surrendered. They sent it to like a regular messenger service. See, we think today, of course, nothing gets done without, I don't know, like Captain Kirk's subspace audio. I mean, we got some kind of wild stuff, man. Fiber optic internet transmissions. Back then, they cabled stuff, and they cabled it to a messenger service. And then the messenger service would give it to some kid to get on a bicycle and ride it over to the White House. That's exactly how the news that the Japanese surrendered got to the White House. They cabled it to a messenger service, and they gave it to the kid. Problem was, the kid stopped and had pancakes before he went over. This is true. The kid stops off to have pancakes, and then he's sitting there with a toothpick. I can well imagine the scene, because according to the story that I read, he was eating pancakes, and he's flirting with waitresses. Now, can you imagine some guy in one of those processed pompadours, 1945 style, with the white socks and the loafers, and he's got the chino pants, and he's got one of those, you know, Schwinn Fender bicycles outside with a basket, and he's sitting there with the toothpick going up and down like Warren Beatty and Bonnie and Clyde, and he's going, so how about it, baby? You know, meanwhile, he's got a cable that says the Japanese have surrendered, and there's Roosevelt, or whoever the hell was the president. I guess Roosevelt had croaked by then, huh?
Yeah.
Thanks. Thank you, Mr. Historian. God. Oh, man, what I wouldn't give. Anyway, so it's Truman, because I was going to say, if Roosevelt was waiting, what if Roosevelt just collapsed forward in the wheelchair before the news came in? That sucks. So,
what does?
That Roosevelt croaked before the war ended. So anyway, the kid then gets a ticket for a U-turn, right? So how long is this going to take, man? They sent a cable. The Japanese have surrendered. Gets to this thing. Kid gets it. They give it to a kid who's 16. I'm nothing against 16-year-old kids, but, like, you know, you saw it. A guy's eating pancakes, and he's trying to, you know, he's bird-dogging chicks. Well, you know, last thing on his mind. And it's a Sunday or something, I think. Or maybe that's when they bombed Pearl Harbor. I forget. Anyway, so it finally gets over there, and the president of the United States, President Truman, apparently patted him on the head and said, it's good news. Thank you, son. It's very, very good news. And
that'd be a good contest.
Would you shut up? A good contest for what?
What would you do if a kid come dragging his ass in with news that the Japs surrendered, and he's all, you know, yeah, hey, Mr. President, by the way, here's this. I was out bird-dogging chicks. Sorry I'm late.
I'd kick his ass around the block for drill. I'd say, really? How long have you had this? Oh, I don't know, Mr. President. We're out there bird-dogging chicks and eating pancakes, huh?
Guy's out scaring up Poontang. Meanwhile, his bull haircut's out.
You know what, bud? You're fired.
What do you mean?
You're fired. Get out of here.
Get out of here. That's a frying pan.
Get out of here. Big fat freaking mouth on you, man.
I'm going to tell you the whole.
Go ahead. I'm calling him up myself. What do we do with the extra Mongo chip? How? Yikes. All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
So in America, what the F happened?
Well, that's all the music there is, Raj. Thank you very much. What, you got another lyric?
Well, I do, yeah.
Raj Fanin with Saw an American. Mr. Fanin, by the way, as you know, will be featuring that on his next album. No, he and his friends are, it's really rather insulting. The idea that these individuals from, yes, certain terror-sponsoring nations can move and live in this country and then mock our fast food addiction. Mr. Fanin is a new kind of terrorist. He's not planting bombs. He's not inflicting any kind of violence. He's mocking us. It's a terror attack of mockery. He's running around with his friends, standing outside of Jack in the Boxes and pointing at us as we waddle out. Now, I don't know what's worse, man. You know, a freaking mail bomb, car bomb, suicide bomb, or seeing him and his dothead friends pointing at me as I try to squeeze into my car after a double cheeseburger with chee. So thank you very much for that. That's Saw an American appearing soon on the Best of the Phil Henry CD. And speaking of that, our Best of CD is available on our website. Best of the Phil Henry Show CD for 2005 is called Are You For Real? And you can pick it up by going to our website, www.philhenryshow.com. That's www.philhenryshow.com. And while you're there, go to the souvenir shop. You'll be looking for the CD. Check out the new Bobby Dooley and R.C. Collins gear. Brand new stuff. Bobby Dooley, of course, with her beautiful, relaxed, waxed, and rich T-shirt. And R.C. Collins has the new camouflage hat, the Bradley Military Academy cap, and the camouflage duffel bag. It's there in the souvenir shop at our website. You can also get a backstage pass, and that allows you to listen to all of the audio that we have. And we've got, more audio has come to us within the last, I'd say, 2 months. Thanks in large part to just a couple of our listeners who've got hours and hours of tape going back to, 1990. It's all there in our archive section. And we'd also like to mention that you can view past webcasts that we've done of our show. And we're planning another webcast on March the 31st. That'll be our next one. Now, we do webcasts very sparingly because you kind of have to see what I'm doing to understand that this is not just a guy sitting and jaw-jacking at a microphone, baby. It's a real physical thing. It's a very, very strenuous. Well, it can't be that strenuous because I'm still around 260. But I am injured from this job. Physically injured from doing this show. Physically, what's that with the wrist and the hand? I told you to get out of here.
I'd be sorry.
I mean, I'm serious. I got tendonitis in my right elbow. I have neck problems. I've got hypoglycemia. I'm hydrocephalic. I'm coming down with Down syndrome. The whole thing, man, because I'm doing this show. I could apply for disability. And they go, excuse me? Yeah, because I work, man. I'm in here working. So our webcast will show you that. March 31st, our next webcast, $6.95 at our backstage pass place. And you can check out the show. The world famous Phil Henry Show at www.philhenryshow.com. We do have Bobby Dooley and her machinations coming up from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. We also have Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on, I don't know how you guys feel about a volunteer police group or a volunteer neighborhood watch group stopping and frisking kids for drugs. Drug use is out of control. Is that cool? I mean, you don't want your kid dying from a heroin overdose. So what about Jay and his friends from the bowling alley pulling your daughter over and saying, okay, get him down? That's coming up tonight here on the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. On Tuesday night, March 28th, we'll be debuting. I won't be doing it. NBC will be debuting the TV show Teachers. And I want to have the cast in. On the show the night before. So I'm going to have Justin, Bartha. I hope that they're all going to be around. Bartha lives in New York. But Sarah Alexander is from England, but I'm assuming she'll be here. And by the way, you know, what do you call it, England or Great Britain? I always called it Great Britain. She calls it England. Which I wanted to correct her and say, well, boy, aren't we just all high and mighty? You know, there's a few other things. You know, you ever heard of Scotland? But I didn't want to get her all pissed off. That's all I need. Some Brit getting nuts on me.
What are you? Nothing but a secondhand European.
I just want to say, well, look, I don't mean to correct you, Limeys, but, you know, there is more to England than just England, okay? You see what I'm saying? Huh? What are you talking? Well, I mean, have you ever heard of Wales? Huh? Oh, why don't you stow it? And we'll have Sarah Shahi and the guys in on Monday night, Khalid Roka and Matt Winston and Dion Richmond. So we can talk to those guys and ask them what they want to do with their checks, if they cash, if they clear, and if we get more. Will it go another season? Will NBC go ahead and roll a dice on us? Or will they stay with such tried and true and just magnificent material like The Office? Yes, that's right. The Office is a good show. I don't want to make it sound like I'm not down with the whole NBC thing, because I just want all you guys over there to know I just support everything you do, man. I just think it's all great. And I love you, and thank you for the opportunity. But I think if you cats don't pick up the teachers, I think I might be a pretty good replacement for that Carell guy. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Hey, everybody, this is Bing Crosby reminding you that coming up is St. Patrick's Day. A good day to go out, get yourself a bottle of Irish whiskey, and beat your kids over the head with a garage door. Hey, Derbingle here. Going out down to the cat trap. Going to get myself a golf club. Hey, let's go get ourselves a cocktail. Maybe two or three, huh? Go home and run my wife through a paper shredder. Yeah, it's Derbingle, by the way. George Clooney's a fag. Yes, Derbingle saying, don't forget, this coming St. Patrick's Day, I'm just mumbling my way through life because I had a stroke 3 years before I collapsed. It's real nice to hear how smooth and how sexy and how wonderful I sound, not knowing that behind that velvety voice is a violent man. He used to take his kids out back and wrap their heads with that old PVC pipe he was laying down for the landscaping and the gardening sprinklers. Jesus Christ, what are those? They'd sound like midgets. What a singing squirrel. This is old Derbingle with the singing squirrels. Yeah, that's right. Just remember, and here, old Derbingle and Les Moonves, I couldn't agree more. Les, you know, you ought to fire that Jew Stern. Oh, you mean you're Jewish too? Excuse me. So this is Bing Crosby saying, I got a very strange sensation in my left wrist.
All right, Bing. Thank you, pal. Yeah, St. Patty's Day is coming up. Remember, to drink and to drive is a murderous, violent, idiotic act. Therefore, I believe it's something we should do. That's right. Generally, the contrary thing is the indicated course of action. And while we think of living out here in the West, out here where the skies are blue and there's so much space for new subdivisions, don't fence me in. What if you woke up and there were three chicks in those 1940 garter belts and stockings, and no brassieres, just those big grandma panties, and they were standing at the foot of your bed singing this. And they're hot-looking, but only one tiny problem, their pits are unshaved. Right here, this chick here. I mean, she looks hot, right? But she's got, like, the big grandma balloon panties with the garter belts, and that's cool. But then what's up with the unshaved pits? And that's when you got to go, are you from 1942? And she goes, yes, I am, but I'm here to jump you. Yeah, going to have to pass.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.